你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，
那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说，
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，
你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们的假的来，
你也能忍耐
成为我的名劳苦
并不乏烦。
仍然我有一件事要责备你，
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。
你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
然而你还有一件可取的事，
就是你恨恶尼哥拉一党的人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神的乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。我们请 Enoch。
Good morning.
早上好。
Summer vacation is soon to be over.
那暑期呢就快要结束了。
I learned this summer that summer vacation nowadays doesn't really exist for people with small kids.
那我知道对于有小孩的父母而言，暑假其实不存在的。
The one that has the vacation are the kids, it's not us.
那个过暑假的是那些孩子们，不是我们。
The parents are just facilitators and supporters or comforters.
那父母只是来做后勤保障的工作。
But jokes aside, I hope many of you have had a great summer.
那玩笑归玩笑，我希望大家都度过了一个非常愉快的夏天。
I had a great time with family or whether you were traveling.
那享受了跟家庭一起的时光，可能是旅行。
I hope most of us have had enough sun to charge up for the dark fall and winter coming.
我希望大家可能都有足够的阳光，能够来重新得力，能够来迎接挪威的秋天，比较黑暗的秋天和冬天。
Today we will be looking back at our spiritual lives.
那今天我们要在回顾一下我们属灵生命的光景。
Looking at how it is and how it was.
那我们要审视现状，也要回忆过往。
Because this month or this period's topic is loving God.
因为我们这个月的主题呢是要爱神。
And I believe that it's necessarily to take a break and find the fire that we had when we just met Jesus.
那我相信我们这时候应该停下脚步，来找回我们初遇基督的时候那份火热的心。
So the verse of today is as we read before Revelation 2:1-7.
那我们今天一起读的经文是启示录的2:1-7.
And I would ask June to read once more for us.
那我就为大家再读一遍，启示录2:1-7。你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星。在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, we thank you for this Sunday.
主啊，我们感谢你赐给我们这个主日。
Thank you for the summer that we have had.
感谢你赐给我们这个夏天。
And that we can come together to worship your name.
我们可以一起聚集来崇拜你。
I pray that you will speak through me today.
我们祷告今天你来通过我来向众人说话。
That we will understand what first love means.
让我们能够明白起初的爱是什么意思。
That we need to remember.
让我们可以回想。
We need to repent.
我们可以悔改。
And that we need to do our first works that we did when we just met you.
我们也可以行我们起初所行的事。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，侍奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So Revelation is, as many of you know, the last book in the Bible.
那众所周知，启示录是圣经的最后一卷书。
It's one of those books that has a lot of symbolic pictures.
它是圣经当中有这一卷有充满了象征性意象的书。
And I think therefore, it is one of the books that is quite hard to really understand when you read it for the first time.
那因此呢，当我们初读这卷书的时候，常常会觉得摸不着头脑。
What does all this imagery of beasts and lampstands and all these things really mean?
那些诸如这些兽啊、灯台之类的意象，它们究竟代表什么呢？
And the book itself it contains many different parts.
那这卷书它本身包含了许多的部分。
It talks about the visions of heaven.
有天上的意象。
It talks about the battle of the new earth and the new heaven and new earth.
有新天新地里面这个属灵的。征战的意象。
And as we read today in the book of Revelation, there are also seven letters to seven different churches in the ancient province of Asia.
那我们在今天所读的经文里面呢，是写给古代亚细亚七个教会的七封信之一。
And we will not go through all seven of them today.
那今天我们不会一一的来 读这些教会。
But as we just read, we will focus mainly on the church in Ephesus.
那我们今天就聚焦在以弗所的教会。
Ephesus was quite a famous city in the ancient world.
那以弗所呢，是一座古代的世界名城。
It is located in the western coast of Asia Minor.
它位于小亚细亚的西岸。
And if you know geography very well,
如果你熟悉地理的话
，especially in Turkey,
特别是你如果熟悉土耳其
，this place is near the present-day city called Selçuk.
那它呢，就在今天的塞尔丘克附近。
And the city itself was world famous at that time as a religious, cultural, and economic center of the region.
那这座城市呢，曾经是一个世界著名的宗教文化与经济的中心。
And one of the most famous things in the city is the Temple of Artemis.
那它当中最负盛名的就是这个亚底米神庙。
And this was the temple of the Greek goddess of the hunt, the wilderness, and fertility.
它是希腊的这个狩猎，和这个丰收的这个女神的殿。
And it is and was regarded as one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
它也被认为是古代世界的七大奇迹之一。
But Ephesus was also very well known for Christians.
但以弗所对基督教的意义也非常大。
We read about the church of Ephesus in Acts because Paul ministered in Ephesus for 3 years.
那我们在《使徒行传》当中也读到以弗所，因为保罗曾经在那里宣教三年。
And he warned the people of false teachers that would draw them away from faith.
他也警告那些信徒会有假教师，会让他们信心偏离。
And Paul's close associate Timothy also worked in Ephesus.
那保罗的同工提摩太也曾经在以弗所服事。
So the church in Ephesus was very well known, especially in Christian circles.
所以以弗所教会在那个早期的教会圈子里面是非常影响非常大的。
So what is this chapter that we just read, or this passage we just read telling us?
那我们今天所读的这篇经文是要向我们来说什么呢？
It says that the letter itself is written to the angel of the church Ephesus.
那这封信它本身是写给以弗所教会的使者。
The angel itself represents the church.
那这使者呢，代表的是教会。
But the letter itself is not just to the representative, but is written to the whole church.
但这封信的内容并不是写给这个代表，而是要写给全体的会众的。
And the one that tells these things to the church is Jesus.
那向教会说话的这个人呢，其实是主耶稣。
He is the one who walks among the golden lampstands.
他是那位行走在七个金灯台当中的。
Which again represents the churches.
那这个七个金灯台就代表着教会。
And he holds the seven stars.
他也手持着七星。
Which basically means that he holds the authority and power over the churches.
那这就表征着他握着教会的权柄。
Jesus in this passage is saying, "I know what you have done."
那耶稣在这篇经文里面就说我们是他们到底做了什么。
He says, "I know how patient you have been."
他说我知道你们是有忍耐的。
I know that you cannot bear evil.
你们不容忍恶人。
And as I mentioned before, Paul warned them of false teachers.
那保罗也跟他们警告有假教师。
And they have done a great job protecting the church from these false teachers.
他们也成功地保护了教会免受这些人的侵害。
They held onto the truth.
他们持守真道。
Jesus knew everything about this church and what they have done.
那耶稣他知道关于这个教会以及他们所做的所有的事。
They done everything right.
他们所有的事都做得很好。
Except one thing.
只有一件事。
In verse 2-4, Jesus comes to the main part of the passage.
那在二到四节，那耶稣就指出当中的关键所在。
It says, "Nevertheless, I have this against you that you have left your first love."
他说：“然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。”
So after praising the church for all the good works they did, Jesus confronts the church.
那在耶稣肯定了这个教会他所有一切的善功之后呢，那耶稣责备了这个教会。
On paper.The church, it was flawless. It was amazing.
那在纸面上，这个教会是完美无瑕，令人赞叹的。
But it turns out that there's a very important, very serious issue in that church.
但这个教会却有一个非常的重要，而且非常严重的问题。
They have left their first love.
他们离弃了起初的爱心。
They have not lost their first love.
他们不是失去了起初的爱心。
And I think that's an important distinction.
那我想这是有本质的区别的。
Losing something can be done by accident.
那失去一样东西可能是偶然的。
But leaving is a choice.
但离弃是一个主动的选择。
They had left their first love. They had left their love for the Lord.
他们离弃了起初的爱，他们离弃了对主的爱。
They stood firm against evil.
他们在抵挡恶事的事情上非常坚定。
But they were lukewarm and sluggish when it came to loving Jesus.
但在爱主的事上，他们却变得很冷淡。
Back when I first accepted Christ in, I think it was 2006 or 7.
当我刚信主的时候，大概是2006-07年。
I had this burning passion for him.
我对他有火热的心。
I think that might be true for many of us.
那我想我们可能都曾经有这样的火热。
I would gladly serve him and spend time with him in any capacity.
我甘心侍奉，我也渴慕与他在一起的时间。
I had a notebook that said "Prayer Warrior" on it.
我有一个笔记本，上面写着“祷告勇士”。
Because that's really what I wanted to become.
那正是我想成为的人。
Someone that would spend time with God, praying for other people, and just calm down and listen to Him.
做成为一个花时间与神同在，也花时间为他人祷告，来安静聆听神的人。
I remember I went to a LAN party.
那有一次我参加了一个局域网游戏派对
with a good friend of mine, Ture.
和我的一个好朋友 Ture 一起。
And I'm not sure if most of you know what a LAN party is.
我不知道你们当中是不是知道这个局域网派对游戏 LAN party 是什么意思。
It kind of looks like this.
它好像就是这样。
It's a party where you bring your own computer and you play computer all days and all night for several days.
就是你自带电脑，然后整天整夜打游戏，这样一个聚会。
It's the nightmare of Chinese parents.
是中国父母的噩梦。
But it was really fun.
但真的非常有趣。
You would play and skip sleep.
那你就不停地打游戏，几乎不睡觉。
You just play as long as possible.
你就尽可能长时间地玩游戏。
I remember I was playing and I told myself that I really wanted to sleep.
我记得我就在那儿玩游戏，然后我跟我自己说，我真的想睡觉了。
But I cannot.
但我不能睡。
Because how often can I do this?
啊，但是我这是多难得的机会啊。
But at some point you will feel so tired that you fall asleep on the keyboard.
有时候你实在是撑不住了，你就在键盘上睡着了。
And I remember that time the weather was quite bad.
我记得有一次天气真的很糟糕。
It was cold. It was slippery. It was a little bit misty.
又寒冷又湿滑，然后还有点雾蒙蒙的。
It was a very typical Norwegian winter.Between it rains and snows, and yeah.
这非常典型的挪威冬天在下雨和下雪之间。
But in the morning,
但那大早
，Tore and I woke up from our keyboards.
Tore 和我就从键盘上爬起来。
And we ran out the house.
然后我们就从房间里跑出去。
And we told a friend who was hosting a party that we would come back later that day.
我们就告诉那个办这个 party 的人，我们那天晚点要回来。
Because now we're late for something important.
因为我们有非常重要的事情，我们迟到了。
And the important thing was the Sunday service.
那个就是要我们要参加主日崇拜。
I think I was around 22, 23 years old that time.
我那时候大概22, 23岁。
But I would not miss church for anything.
那时候我是不会因为任何事情来错过教会的。
But at some point, I also left the love of Jesus.
但后来我也是离弃了主的爱。
Just like the Church of Ephesus.
就像以弗所教会一样的。
My spiritual life dried up.
我的属灵生命枯干了。
It's too hard to do devotions.
这个灵修实在是太困难了。
When am I supposed to have time?
我哪有时间呢？
The prayer meetings, they are too long.
那个祷告会，哎呀，实在太长了。
Maybe we can have shorter ones, or maybe we can have less frequently.
我们能不能就短一点，或者是减少一点频率？
My soul doesn't long for the times where I read the Word of God.
我的灵魂不再渴慕神的话语。
And I start to rationalize my sins.
我也开始为我自己的罪来找借口。
I tell God that、I can only do so much. I'm human, you know. I'm human.
我跟神说，我只能做这么多了。我只是凡人。
And it's getting easier and easier to do things I know God doesn't want me to do.
那我也越来越容易做一些明知道神不喜悦的事。
It's as if my spiritual life has become dull.
那我的属灵生命好像就开始变得沉闷。
You no longer have that fire.
那个火焰就没有了。
And the result would be like I would treat God like a bird in the park.
那结果就好像我对待神就像对待公园里的鸟一样。
I would throw some crumbs of my leftover devotion to God.
我就把一些灵修的这个残渣碎屑来扔给他。
God, on a good day, maybe you can have the last 5 minutes of my day.
神啊，如果这个状态好的时候，我就给你五分钟。
Anything more, it will be too much.
你要求再多呢，那就太过分
了。Maybe you're sitting here feeling the same way.
那你坐在这里呢？你这时候可能也感同身受。
But it's too shameful or too embarrassing to tell the truth.
但却羞于启齿，羞于承认。
You know, when you had your first love, to the Lord.
当你对着主有那个起初的爱的时候
，You would make every preacher's job very easy.
那你会让每一个讲员的工作变得很轻松。
And you know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because every sermon would be great.
因为每一篇道都是那么美妙。
Because every sermon would be a possibility to hear the word of God.
因为每一次听到都是领受神话语的机会。
But nowadays?
但现在呢
？Maybe you're more interested in whether the preacher is funny.
你可能更在意的是这个讲员是不是够幽默
，or if they have done their PowerPoint presentations properly，
或者他们的 PPT 做得好不好
，or are they articulating properly when they preach，
或者是他们口才好不好
，are they up to your standards？
他们能不能达到你的标准呢
？or maybe I've already heard this many times before. Let me scroll on my phone instead.
或者就是这些我都听过了，不如刷刷手机吧。
Maybe you no longer give cheerfully to the Lord.
也许你也不再甘心奉献给主
，or to the needs of other people，
或者帮助有需要的人。
Maybe you look at the commands of Jesus as restricting your happiness instead of his expression of his love for you。
也许你已经把耶稣对你的爱来视为这个对于快乐的限制，而不是耶稣的命令作为这个限制，而不是作为他对你的爱的彰显。
Maybe.You refuse to stop doing activity, even though you know that you offend a brother or sister.
或者你明知某些行为可能冒犯了一些弟兄姊妹，你却不愿意停止。
Or you're unable to forgive people that offend you.
或者你无法原谅那些冒犯你的人。
Maybe you only attend church when you need to serve.
也许你只有有侍奉的时候才来教会。
It's as if our love for Jesus has grown cold when the familiar has become taken for granted and neglected.
那当这些习以为常的事成了理所当然，我们爱主的心可能也就日渐冷淡了。
That is when we have left our first love.
那就是我们离弃了我们起初的爱。
When we feel that we are far away from God, He is never the one to blame.
当我们感觉自己开始远离神的时候，那个该受责备的从来不是他，不是主耶稣。
But you are not the only one that has left the first love.
但我要告诉你，你不是唯一那个离弃起初爱的人。
So what can we do?
那我们该怎么做呢？
How can we get back to this first love?
我们怎么样能够回到这个起初的爱呢？
How can we have this deep relationship with God again?
我们如何能够来重建这个跟神的深厚的这样一个关系呢？
When we read the passage of today, Jesus is actually giving us the recipe of repairing this relationship.
那我们今天所读的经文当中，主耶稣其实给了我们这样一个修复关系的配方。
In Revelation 2:5 it says,
在启示录二章五节这样说，
Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place.Unless you repent.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
So from this passage, we find three points.
那么从这段经文里面，我们可以看到三个要点。
Remember.
回想。
Repent.
悔改。
Do the first works.
行起初所行的事。
So the very first step Jesus calls us to may be surprising. He tells us to remember.
那耶稣呼召我们的第一步呢，或许让我们感到意外，就是回想。
Do you remember when you came to faith?
你是否还记得你初信时候的情景？
When you started to follow Jesus.
当你决定跟随耶稣的时候。
When you took a choice and decided to follow Jesus and never turn back.
当你决定跟随耶稣永不回头的时候
，Were you on fire, as people say?
是否如人所说的那样的火热
？The first thing is Jesus is not really asking for a huge task. He's just asked you, but to try to remember.
那么耶稣所要求我们的并不是那么一个艰巨的任务，他只是要我们要回忆。
Do you remember the excitement you had when accepting the invitation Jesus gave you?
你是否还记得接受耶稣邀请时候那样的兴奋
？Do you remember?The time when you were told about the gospel for the very first time.
你是否还记得听到福音，第一次听到关于耶稣所做的事
？About what Jesus did for you.
关于耶稣为你所做的事。
That it actually moved you.
他是不是真正的感动你
？And that it meant everything to you.
那个时候是不是对你意义那么重大的那样一个时刻
？Every evening before bed, we would sometimes read the children's Bible for my daughter Noelle.
那么每一天，几乎每一天，睡觉之前，我都会给我的小孩 Noelle 来读儿童圣经。
Because that is actually something she wants us to do.
那其实是她的要求。
And the only story she usually I ask, what do you want to read in the Bible?
那我通常会问，你想让我给你读什么故事
？And the only story she always wants to listen to is not Noah and the Ark.
那她唯一想听的故事呢，并不是诺亚方舟。
But it's the crucifixion of Jesus.
而是耶稣受难的故事。
And I think it's a little bit weird.
那这个听上去好像有点奇怪。
But she wants to listen from the point of where the guards are treating Jesus badly.
她就是总要听那一段，就是从兵丁来虐待耶稣开始。
And to the death and until resurrection.
直到耶稣被钉死在十字架上，并且复活。
And she would always ask me the same questions.
她总是问我同样的一个问题。
Why did they put a thorn crown on Jesus?
为什么他们要给耶稣戴荆棘冠
？I don't want them to hurt Jesus.
我不想让他们来伤害耶稣。
Why are the soldiers and the guards laughing at him when they hit him?
为什么那些兵丁要嘲笑耶稣来，而且打他
？Are they happy?
他们很开心吗
？Who are the people next to Jesus on the cross?
那在耶稣边上十字架上边上的那些人是谁
？Why did Jesus have to die?
耶稣为什么必须要死呢？
And I tell her that Jesus did die for us because we have done something wrong, but He forgives us.
那我就告诉他，主耶稣要为我们而死，是因为我们做错了一些事。
And then we read about the resurrection.
然后我们就读到他复活的时候。
That Jesus is back.
那主耶稣回来了。
And she's happy.
那他就很开心。
Because she knows that Jesus loves her.
因为她知道耶稣爱她。
We often tell her that mom and dad loves her, little brother loves her, and so does Jesus.
我们经常告诉她爸爸妈妈爱你，你的小小弟弟弟也爱你，那耶稣也爱你。
And she would even sing songs about Jesus being in heaven and how he loves us, and she would make up her own lyrics.
那有时候我们来唱这些诗歌的时候，她就会来即兴创作这样的歌来唱。
I can see her being curious about Jesus.
那我知道她为什么就是对耶稣这么有兴趣。
That she feels the pain of Jesus.
她是不是也感受到耶稣的痛苦呢？
And that she's being glad that Jesus is okay in heaven.
那当她知道主耶稣在天堂的时候，她真的是很开心。
Do we have that same feeling?
我们是不是也有同样的感觉呢？
If not, do you remember when you had that feeling?
你是否还记得你有那样的感觉？
When we pray to God, it's not because it's good to pray every day, but because we want to spend time with God.
当我们祷告的时候，并不是因为每天祷告是好的，而是因为我们想与他来一起，花那样的时间与他在一起。
We do it to spend time with the most important relationship in our lives.
那我们是不是花足够的时间来维系这样一个我们生命中最重要的这样一个关系呢？
Do you remember when you willingly sat by his feet, choosing to spend time with him?
你是否还记得你甘愿坐在他的脚前来选择与他共度时光的这样一个时候呢？
Do you remember the time you worship him and you felt like you can do that? You can do this forever.
你是否还记得你敬拜他，感觉到好像可以持续到永恒的这样一个样子呢？
Do you remember?
你是否还记得呢？
The prodigal son is a well-known story for many of us.
那浪子的比喻，众人皆知。
Two sons, one father.
有两个儿子，一个父亲。
One of the sons asks for his share and the will of the will, and he runs away, spends it all.
那小儿子呢，他就要了他的那份家产，然后离家出走，然后败尽了家业。
Crisis enters his life. He goes back to his dad and is forgiven, even though he did all the bad things.
那后来出现有了饥荒，然后他就回到他父亲面前。那他父亲呢，却满心欢喜地接纳他，尽管他做了那么不好的事。
It's basically a picture of our relationship with God.
这其实就是我们与神关系的一个写照。
But do you recall what he did when he was at his lowest, thinking about the food the pigs had in the pig pen?
那你是否还记得那个小儿子在他最低谷的时候所做的？他想起了猪圈里面那些喂猪的食物。
He remembered.
他想起来了。
He remembered what it was like back home with his father.
他想起来在他父亲家里那样的丰盛。
To remember is the very first step in getting back to where we should be with the Lord.
那回想是我们要回归与主应有的这样一个关系最重要的一步。
The second thing we need to do after remembering is to repent.
那我们回想之后要做的呢，就是悔改。
I think repent is a strange word. It's not often used outside of church.
我想悔改是一个有点奇怪的词，在教会之外很少有人用这个词。
Repent is, according to the dictionary, feel or express sincere regret or remorse about one's wrongdoing or sin.
那字典里面它的定义是对过错或罪表示真诚的懊悔。
To repent is to turn away from wrong behavior.
那要悔改呢，我们要远离错误的行为。
It's not just to feel that, oh, I'm sorry.
那不仅是对我们所做的感到抱歉。
But it has to be an actual change.
需要有一个真实的改变。
A sincere change in our hearts and our minds.
是一个心意跟行为的这样一个真实的改变。
We need to change for the better because what we have been doing has been wrong.
我们需要变得更好，因为我们曾经所做的是错误的。
And from the conviction, we need to realize that where I am right now is not right.
那我们也必须要认识到我现在所认为的那可能是不对的。
It's not right to put God as a hobby.
我们不应该把神当作一个业余爱好。
It's not right to prioritize everything else first and put God last.
我们不应该把它排在我们日程表的末位。
It's like we were in Jerusalem and then we're going back to Egypt.
就好像我们已经到了耶路撒冷，然后我们又回到了埃及。
We can't just be trying to do better next time.
我们不能只是说我们下次要改进。
We cannot just feel guilty and hide behind the trees of, oh, I had good intentions.
我们不能总是用这样的一个好意来掩饰我们内心的愧疚。
Because good intentions really doesn't do that much.
因为好意其实真的不解决问题。
We have to act in order to repent.
我们要悔改，必须要有行动。
We need to get on our knees and tell our Savior, confessing that we have gone cold, and that we ask Him for forgiveness and grace.
我们要跪下来，来向救主来承认我们变得冷淡了。我们要求他来赦免，并且赐下他的恩典。
Tell him that, you know, I have entertained other loves.
我们要告诉他，我们其实是把其他的爱好放在他前面了。
Tell him that you have filled up your schedule, but he is not there.
我们要告诉他，我们的日程表没有他的位置。
Tell him that you have not prioritized him because work.He's your master.
我们要告诉他，我们没有优先考虑他，因为工作成了我们的主人。
Tell him that God, maybe I value money before you.
我们要告诉他，我们也许我们把财富看得比他更重。
Maybe we have denied Jesus in public just like Peter.
也许我们在公开场合不认耶稣，就像彼得所做的。
Certainly, I think we have denied him 1,000 times privately.
那其实在私下我们。其实可能不认他已经1000次了，很多次了。
Choosing to pursue something else that we believe held greater pleasures.
那我们可能要选择追求那些我们自以为更快乐的事情。
Repent to God because we have not loved him as we should love someone who died for us.
我们要向神悔改，因为我们没有用那些用我们应该有的爱来爱他。
For something he didn't even do.
因为他为我们而死，因为但他其实本来并没有罪。
But we put him on that cross.
是我们把他钉在那个十字架上。
God is ready to forgive.
神他已经准备好要赦免我们。
We all know that.
我们都知道这件事。
We know that he's a forgiving God.
我们知道他是那位赦免的神。
And he is ready to restore you.
他要恢复你。
It says in Hebrews 4:6.
在希伯来书4:6说道，
Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座的，来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
We need to question ourselves.
我们要问自己，
Is this true for me?
那我们是真的向神敞开了吗？
Because this world is dragging us in all kinds of directions.
因为世界总是把我们拉向各个不同的方向。
Making us blind to this spiritual dullness.
让我们麻木，这个属灵的迟钝。
Have we become used to just talking abstractly and maybe correctly about loving Jesus?
我们是否习惯了就是在口头上这样抽象的或者正确的来谈论爱主呢？
But in the very next sentence, we just talk about how to conform with the world again and putting Jesus.In the back of the queue.
那一转眼呢，我们又来讨论如何效法世界。那把基督呢，又把耶稣又排到了最后一位。
Or maybe we have given ourselves permission to have this lack of love for Jesus because we see that there's a lot of other Christians doing the same thing.
那是否因为我们看到其他基督徒这样安于这种生活，我们就纵容自己，也缺乏对耶稣的爱呢
？If that is so,
如果是这样
，we need to come back to Him and repent.
我们需要。归向他并来悔改。
Invite him into our hearts and ask him to search our hearts. Ask the important question.
我们要邀请耶稣来进入我们的内心，来求他来鉴察我们的心。
Do you love him?
你爱我吗？
In 1 John 2 it says.
在约翰一书二章说道。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them.For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
To love the world is to let go of the love of God.
那我们爱世界就是放弃了神对神的爱。
Which is a trade that is very easy to do.
这是一笔很容易的交易。
And we might do this every single day.
我们可能每天都在这样做。
To repent is not just to feel sorry, but we need to change.
悔改呢，并不只是懊悔，我们更要改变。
Change and return to God.
我们要改变来归向神。
And the third and last point.
最后的一点呢
？Do the first works.
行起初所行的事。
So what are the first works?
那什么是我们起初所行的？
It's the thing we did when we first came to know Jesus.
那就是我们初信的时候所做的事。
Spend time in His Word.
在他的话语当中花时间。
Spend time talking with Him in prayer.
与他交谈，我们来向他祷告。
Spend time with other Christians, have fellowship.
与其他的基督徒同工，一起团契。
Spend time telling other people about Jesus.
也向他人来传讲耶稣。
It is quite simple, isn't it?
这个很简单，不是吗？
We should be glad that it's not that much more complicated.
我们应该感恩这个不是那么复杂的一件事。
But it's still hard.
但是其实是很难的。
And we need to act.
我们需要行动。
Otherwise, we would be a church that does a lot of different things.
那否则的话，我们就成为这样一个教会，他们可能做了很多事。
It would look really good on paper.
他们在纸上看起来可能很棒。
But deep down, we would also be a church that have left the love of Jesus.
但实际上呢，却离弃了对耶稣的爱。
And he would remove the lampstand from its place.
那他就会把灯台从原处挪去。
Just as the lampstand gives light for the people around it.
就像灯台是为了周围的人发光。
A church without its light would be just any other organization lacking the love of God.
那一个失去光的教会呢，就是另外一个这样一个缺乏神的爱的组织。
God is calling us to return to the very place where we once fell.
神他呼召我们要回归到起初跌倒的地方。
He's not telling you to, oh, okay, you didn't do devotion the last 10 years, you need to catch up. He's not saying that.
他不是说你过去十年都没有成根，你需要弥补，不是这样的。
But he calls us back to the fire we had.
他是要换回我们曾有的火热。
The love we had towards him and our neighbors.
我们对他还有对邻舍的爱。
It's a call to action.
这是一个行动的呼召。
In Jude 21 it says, keep yourself in God's love.
在犹大书21节说到，保守自己常在神的爱中。
Stop treating God as a hobby.
不要再把神当作业余爱好。
Maybe we should start thinking about what makes you create a place to spend time with God.
我们或许要想一想，什么样的环境能够帮助我们能够与神相处。
Maybe it's a long walk in nature.
或许是在自然当中的一个漫步。
Maybe it's a cup of coffee and journaling.
或许是一杯咖啡，和写日记的这样一个时光。
Maybe it's with an instrument of your choice.
或许是用乐器来敬拜神。
Or maybe it's praying with other people.
或许是与别人一起来一同祷告。
Maybe it's looking up theological arguments.
或许是来研读这些神学的一些讨论。
Or simply just talking about God with other people.
那或许只是简单的与人来谈论神。
Whatever it is.
无论是什么。
Prioritize it.
来优先安排它。
Prioritize God.
优先考虑神。
Because through these first works, we can have this sweet relationship with God and return to Him.
那通过这样一些起初所行的，我们能够重建与神这样一个甜美的关系。
And we don't need to be scared.
我们不需要恐惧。
Because Jesus knows exactly where you are.
因为耶稣确切地知道我们的光景。
Just like He knew Peter.
就像他了解彼得一样。
He knew that Peter would deny Him 3 times.
他知道彼得会三次不认他。
He knows our failures to love him.
他也知道我们爱他的失败。
But the great news is he also knows that his death and resurrection already brought the forgiveness of sinners.
但有一个好消息，就是他的死与复活已经为罪人成就了赦免。
And he wants us to have a close relationship with him more than anything.
那他最希望的就是我们与他来建立亲密的关系。
We just need to go back to basics.
我们就要回到最简单的。
To the very first thing you did when you accepted Jesus and His love into your life.
回到我们最初接受耶稣和他的爱的时候所做的事。
Maybe you sit here and you have not accepted Jesus.
也许在座有一些人还没有接受耶稣。
Maybe you think, oh, this is a little bit strange that Christians can leave the love of Jesus.
也许你会觉得基督徒竟然会离弃对耶稣的爱，这非常奇怪。
People talk about how Christianity is It's not a religion, it's a relationship.
那有人说基督教其实并不是一个宗教，而是一种关系。
It's a relationship we have with Jesus.
是与耶稣的关系。
And just like any other relationship, we need to nurture and grow the relationship.
如同任何关系，我们需要培育和成长。
And sometimes people take relationship for granted.
那有时候人们会把关系当作理所当然。
Maybe like in a marriage.
就像在婚姻里面。
After some time, we take things for granted and we grow cold.
过一段时间呢，我们就把这个关系认为理所当然，我们就渐渐冷淡了。
So what do we do?
那我们该怎么做呢？
We spend time together.
我们要一起共度一些时光。
We talk together.
我们要一起交谈。
We do things together.
我们要一起做一些事。
And just like that, Christians need to spend time with God in order to grow closer to Him.
那一样的，基督徒也需要花时间与神来相处。
All relationships suffer when we stop spending time with each other.
那所有的关系都会因为停止相处来受到损害。
The gospel tells us that we have done a lot of wrong things in our lives.
福音告诉我们，我们在生命中有许多失败的事情。
Things that go against what God wants us to do.
生命中有许多违背神旨意的事。
Also called sin.
也就是罪。
We have missed the mark.
我们偏离了标杆。
God who created us and loved us is holy.
这个、位创造并爱我们的神，他是圣洁完美的。
He is perfect.
他是完美的。
He cannot be with sin.
他不能与罪
在一起。And therefore we got separated.
因此我们就与神隔绝。
And there was nothing we could really do to repair this relationship.
那我们也没有办法来修复这样一个关系。
And we choose our own path.
因为我们选择了自己的道路。
We didn't want to have anything to do with God.
我们并不想与神相交。
But God loved us so much that He sent Jesus down to take the consequences of our sin.
但神是那样爱我们，以至于他差遣了耶稣基督来承担我们的罪。
Because God is not just love.
因为神不单单是爱。
But He's also righteous.
他也是公义的。
He cannot just say, "Okay, fine, we just forget everything."
他不能就这样说 ，OK， 算了吧。
Just like a judge in a courtroom cannot say, "Let's just forget everything" to the mom that lost her child to a drunk driver.
就像一位法官，他不能对一位因为酒驾而失去孩子的母亲说，你就忘记这一切吧。
There has to be consequences.
必须有人要承担后果。
And our sin was so grave that we couldn't pay the consequences ourselves. So Jesus, God's only begotten Son, was totally faultless. He took the penalty and died for us.
那我们的罪债是如此之重。我们靠我们自己是无法偿还的，所以耶稣这位神无瑕疵的独生子就替我们死在了十字架上。
So that we can come clean again in front of God.
他使我们可以在神面前能得洁净。
Being able to have this relationship with Him again.
能够重建与神的关系。
He rose again and defeated death.
他复活了，并且战胜了死亡。
So that we no longer need to fear it anymore.
他使我们不再惧怕。
And Jesus did all that for you.And for me.
耶稣是为你为我成就了这一切。
And to wrap this up, I just want to remind us that Jesus is a great soul searcher.
那最后我要提醒大家，就是耶稣是鉴察人心的。
Just think back at what he did to Peter.
那我们就回想他如何对待彼得。
Peter failed.
彼得失败了。
He denied Jesus 3 times in public.
他公开的3次不认耶稣。
He failed to love Jesus.
他在爱主这件事上是失败了。
So what did Jesus do when they finally met after his resurrection?
那耶稣当他在这个复活之后与他重逢的时候，他是怎么做的呢
？On that beach that they met again.
当他在那个沙滩上与彼得重逢的时候
，And Jesus lovingly made him a meal.
他温柔地为他预备了早餐。
And asked him 3 times the same question.
并且3次询问同一个问题
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
We watched Jesus expose Peter
我们看见耶稣揭露了彼得的本相
But he also beautifully restores him
但他也非常美丽地重建了他
And through this probing question He's trying to call forth a love that is stronger than before
那通过这样一个尖锐的问题，他要呼召出一种比从前更加坚定的爱。
And maybe this question is the same question we should ask ourselves every day.
那也许我们每一天都应该问自己同样的这个问题。
Let us end with a prayer I found when preparing the sermon.
那我们最后我们以祷告来结束，这是一个我在预备这一篇讲道的时候找到的一个祷告。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Our Lord Jesus,
主耶稣啊，
we confess our horrible failures to love you.
我们承认爱你太少。
Our pleasures have not lied, and they reveal how we have not pursued God as our greatest treasure.
我们的喜乐没有说谎，它揭露了我们未曾以你为至宝。
We don't want another day to pass, allowing our love for you to languish in a tepid place in our hearts.
我们不愿再让爱你的心停滞在温吞的状态。
So we ask you, great physician.
所以我们恳求你，大医生。
To come search our souls and know our hearts.
来检查我们的灵魂，认识我们的心。
We present them to you.
我们将心献给你。
Address every grievous way in us.
求你对付我们里面一切可憎之处。
Ask your probing questions.
提出你检查人心的问题。
We will hold nothing from you.
我们必不向你隐藏。
Do whatever it takes to revive our love for you.
求你不惜一切代价复兴我们对你的爱。
We do not want to give our souls rest until you are our first love.
求你不让我们的灵魂懈怠，直到你成为我们起初的爱。
And we want this more than anything.
我们希望这样比任何事情都要大。
To love God with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength.
我们这样最大的渴慕就是尽心、尽性、尽意爱你。
We believe the greatest affection is love, and we believe you are the greatest object of our love.
我们相信最大的情感是爱，而你是我们最爱慕的对象。
And we believe we will never be happier, and the excellence and worth of our souls will never be greater than when we love you supremely.
我们相信当我们无比爱你的时候，才是我们最快乐、灵魂最有价值的时刻。
For you are the wellspring of all that is truly life.
因为你是那真正生命的源头。
So we ask you to revive our love for you.
所以我们求你复兴我们对你的爱。
Oh Lord, whatever it takes. And we ask it in your name, Jesus, and for your glory.
主啊，不惜一切代价，我们求你复兴我们对你的爱。我们奉耶稣的名，为他的荣耀祈求。
Amen.
Amen.